What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
We're going to break gender stereotypes on the show this morning. Producer Dan went to New York with his girlfriend over the long weekend, and he shared something with me that was a little bit surprising to me, Kennedy, in that his girlfriend drove the entire way there and back.
So before, Dan, we get to the actual reasons of why all this happened, why does this make you feel this kind of way, Carson? Why does it make you feel some kind of something?
Because I'm always driving. Lana never drives. And I feel like... I'm going to make a generalization that men usually drive in a relationship why? More than women drive. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. Uh-huh. But it feels like to
it's
me.
Probably true.
Yeah, it could be anecdotal. But
outdated.
It could be outdated and anecdotal, but it feels like to me, generally speaking, when a man and a woman, a couple go to get in the car, the dude is always driving.
Did you feel some type of way when you heard it?
Well, I had just driven 20 of the 24 hours back and forth to Charlotte. And it's just...
Is that your choice?
It is that... No, I don't know. It's not my choice.
It's Lana's choice.
Oh, no, I'm asking. I don't know. Like, there are times I've wanted to drive, but I feel like I'm going to get made fun of because I'm not a good driver. So
when I get in the car with Kennedy in Kennedy's car, she gives me the keys and I drive.
Yeah.
I drive her car.
I don't like driving in this period, in the city anyway.
Lana doesn't like to drive at night.
Yeah, me neither.
Lana doesn't like to drive in the rain. Lana doesn't like to drive in the snow. That eliminates about 75% of the time around here.
Dan, do you feel less than? What happened?
No, I don't feel less than. I didn't even really think about it until he stopped down what I was talking about. I was like, wait, she drove the whole way? And he was giving me this kind of eye. I was like, oh, he's judging me a little bit.
I was. And it,
does
but
it
you
make
said
him
you,
less of a man to not drive?
Not at all. It has nothing to do with that. It's just, to me, unusual. And you even said you like to drive, but she told you no.
Yeah, no, I don't mind driving at all, but she gets car sick on long rides. Mm. And so she drives so she doesn't get car sick in the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
So I have become, like when we went to Philly, which is an even longer drive for our 1 year in November, she drove like all 6 hours each way.
You called yourself a passenger princess.
Yeah, I put my mom over there watching Instagram reels, eating Cheetos.
Here, Jan, I'm going to tell you, being the passenger princess is awesome. I mean, really, all that you're responsible for is making sure they don't miss turns, you know, if you're helping with the GPS and being a good navigator. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day...
I'm more there for the vibes. I don't even
just
navigate.
Mind your business, do your thing, have some snacks. Whatever is necessary. I love being a passenger.
617-655-1234. If you're, I'm just kind of curious if you're in a relationship with a guy as a woman and you drive all the time and he never drives. And has it ever come up in conversation?
Or do you do the lawn work? Or do you, gentlemen, do the lawn work?
Do you change the oil?
Right, breaking gender stereotypes.
Yeah.
Did it make you feel any kind of way, Dan? Were you judging her as a driver?
Like, no, she's a great driver.
Uh-huh.
But maybe at the start I felt some kind of way. About because I'm the man I'm supposed to drive.
Right. Uh-huh.
But honestly, I think a lot of that might have been because of what he did with the public perception of it,
right.
More so than my own
right.
insecurities about it.
Lana just hired a new woman to work for her at her shop, and she's a little bit older. And she shared with us that she hasn't driven in 50 years. Just her husband always drove, just always. And that to me was mind blowing. I was like, okay, so maybe there's a middle ground in there somewhere, but never driving in 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a generation there where women weren't supposed to do stuff.
Sure.
So sit down, be quiet, look pretty.
And that's what I do when we drive.
Very good, Dan. Now you understand.
Passenger princesses unite.
I'm serious. We need to make you, next road trip, I'm going to make you a passenger princess basket so you have all of the things that you need. A nice warm blanket, snacks.
Wait. A what?
A passenger princess basket.
I've never heard.
Yes. Just do a hashtag search on the Insta space and you'll find it because, yes, I see every once in a while dudes do this for their ladies. I realize it's just for clicks, but no, it like comes
What's
with,
in it?
You put like a warm blanket, some snacks, maybe a Stanley cup filled with your favorite beverage.
We'll put on my favorite true crime podcast.
Maybe an iPad so you can watch stuff while she's driving and you can not bother her. Things like this.
Also, that means I have to give up control of the radio if I'm not driving. Which I don't like because that's a rule in our car. Whoever's driving gets choice of what's being played.
Oh, totally opposite.
Oh, passenger princess gets to pick the music too?
We just throw on a playlist and rock out.
But do you get to pick it?
We do it collectively. We're a team.
Okay. Do you get the front cup holder or the back cup holder as the passenger princess?
The back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Unless I have like a hot beverage that I could burn myself with.
Are you allowed to put your feet up on the console?
That's dangerous.
No.
I know.
Oh, I get so mad at Atlanta for that.
You who put your dog in the front seat. Okay. No. Taking away all of the safety issues of putting your foot up on the console. Putting your foot up on the console is a passenger princess rite of passage.
I do feel like and you think was, less of me a little bit
and if it was
because
summer,
of this segment.
I hope
like
you
it.
Put that foot right out the window.
So is she the driver when you're stealing glasses from restaurants too, Dan, to make sure you make a quick
Gotta
escape?
Get away.
I don't remember who drove that night. When it's like when it's shorter things, we both do it, but when it's a longer drive, she needs to drive.
Right. All right. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.